So this very beautiful place that we have come to is a very, very important place. This is known as Surabhikund. This is a place where all offenses are forgiven. Because remember, the Indra, he made a huge offense. I mean, sometimes we make an offense. Oh, stupid! So we make little offenses like that. But Indra, what was his offense? He tried to destroy all of the Brijbasis and Braj. Just imagine that offense. And still, by the grace of Surabhi, he got Krishna's mercy. So that gives us some hope. At least for myself, coming from the West, where we made so many offenses and so many sinful activities. There's one fellow that Yamaraj keeps in his employ named Chitragupta, who writes down all the sinful, keeps track, he keeps account of all the sinful activities. When he tried to keep track of us, his hard drive crashed completely. So, despite all of that, somehow Prabhupada was very merciful to us. And we have found ourselves swimming in an ocean of Vaishnavas and sitting here on the banks of Surabhikund at Govardhan Hill. This is inconceivable mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And the power manifests the power of the pure devotees. So the same way Indra was a very big offender. Krishna didn't, he came here, he fell down in the dust, the king of heaven. He, with his crown and everything, boom, right in the dust. And Krishna didn't even look at him from the corner of the corner of the corner of the corner of his eye. He was so offensive. So he sent Surabhi. Surabhi came here. Somehow, he said, you know, actually, Indra, he just got a little, you know, puffed up a bit. He's actually your devotee, but somehow or other, he got a little puffed up, so... Just like a child, sometimes they do so many foolish things, and still the parents always forgive them. So you're like the father of the whole universe, so he's actually your devotee, you should forgive. So anyway, anyhow, somehow, Surabhi intervened, and Krishna agreed to forgive King Indra. So this is the place where all offenses are relieved. And this is such a very beautiful place. If this microphone wasn't here, not mine, the other one, coming from somewhere. When you just come inside these red sandstone archways and you sit here and the whole universe just disappears. And usually there's no sound here at all. At least some nice chanting is going on. Beautiful kund before us. Beautiful kadamba trees are here and there, and pilu trees. And there's a beautiful tamal tree just over here where all these monkeys are sitting. You see this one blackish tree. Beautiful old tamal tree is here. Such a beautiful, peaceful place, this Surabhikund, where all our offenses are relieved. So everyone enjoyed this forest path? So ahead of us, we're going to continue along the side of Govardhan. I was telling the devotees in my group, you can see the different times of the day, the stones on Govardhan Hill, they change their colors. So now you can see there's this time of day, different color is manifesting in the stones. And next we're coming to a village called Yatipur. Anybody knows the meaning of Yati? Yati means sannyasi. This place is named after a very special sannyasi named Madhavendrapuri. But somehow or other, nowadays it's become the seat, or one of the seats of the Ballava Sampradaya. But originally Yatipur is named after our Madhavendrapuri, who we heard how he found that deity there at Gopal deity there at Govindakund.